And now we'll look at one of the most common health problems. It can affect men and children, but it mainly affects women. And when I say its name, many will wince. It's a urinary tract infection, burning pain, general discomfort, but an infection that antibiotics once cured pretty quickly. Now, that's not always the case. According to recent reporting in the New York Times, many UTIs have become resistant to antibiotics, so much so that hospitalizations are on the rise. One city has an app for doctors to help track strains of infection and drugs that cure them. And the cause of UTIs is expanding. It's often foodborne. E. coli from chicken is often the cause. Dr. Jessica Shepherd specializes in women's health at Baylor University Medical Center in Texas. She's also founder of Her Viewpoint, an online women's health forum. So, Dr. Shepherd, start with basics. Ladies, we know we need to keep the private parts clean. Like your mother said, wipe front to back, keep bacteria away. Give us some of the basics.
Yeah, you know, what we see in women typically is that they actually will have more urinary tract infections than males. And that's because just the anatomy of the urethra, and it has a little bit more access, I guess you can say, to the outside world than you would see in the male anatomy. So what we are seeing is, one, in pregnancy is another reason why you'd see more urinary tract infections as well. So many times it is due to something that was acquired, you know, in the genitourinary tract area. But now that we're seeing something that could be foodborne, especially when it comes to E. coli, can be a very big issue, because that's something that we really haven't encountered before. And now looking at the treatments for that, that's where we have some of the issues.
Yeah, so be aware that you know, now could possibly get a UTI from E. coli from chicken, for instance. So that's new for many women. But it always has been treated by drugs. And now we're reading so many of these infections are resistant to the two most common drugs, ampicillin and Bactrim.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, some of the things that we've noticed since, I guess you can say, since the advent of penicillin, say, is that we typically know when there's an infection in a certain part of the body, we know what antibiotics are going to do really well with that infection, what's going to help clear them up. So now we're running into the issue, not only of how you get the urinary tract infection, is how you actually treat it. And so what we're finding is what we call a antibiotic resistance. And so that really encounters when we have antibiotics that are typical for treating a typical infection that's not working. And what we're seeing now is that as we start to have different types of urinary tract infections, is now we're not having the antibiotics to cover those. And that's where we're incurring more of a problem in what we're seeing, more women being admitted to the hospital or having more severe urinary tract infections that can go all the way up to the kidney.
And we understand that one way of finding out which drug for sure will effectively treat the infection you have is a culture. You know, you grow the bacteria, find out what it is, but that can take time.
Absolutely. And that's the difference between being able to treat when someone comes into the office with symptoms, or even if you do something as savvy as telemedicine and having those characteristic symptoms of a urinary tract infection. The issue now is, even if we do treat those over the phone, sending in a prescription for the patient, we can't get very good coverage because these antibiotics are not covering the urinary tract infection. So you had said something earlier about the bacteria changing, and bacteria are actually very smart. And so when they have an antibiotic that they have that can, you know, push away that infection, when we have too many people who are taking antibiotics that are not for the intended use that it is, that's when bacteria can actually change its coding and therefore be resistant to the antibiotics that we use.
Yeah. So perhaps take a culture so you can be sure that you're getting a drug that matches the strain of the infection that you have. And in the meantime, the New York Health Department is so concerned about this resistance. They've got a new mobile app that gives doctors and nurses access to the list of strains of UTIs and the drugs they're resistant to. Maybe that will actually go wider.
You know, that's a great thing to have an app. That's a great use of technology, because what we're running into now is that it's not the typical bacteria that's going to cause a urinary tract infection. And we need to treat these people very quickly before it becomes something that's so severe that we're going to have more hospital admissions, more ER visits. And that's where we really need to make sure that we're taking care of the patient adequately.
Well, when you talk about hospital visits, there are women who are ending up in the hospital with this infection going to their kidneys.
And even further, it can go beyond the kidneys. You know, we can have someone who can go into sepsis who is not treated adequately for a simple urinary tract infection. So imagine someone having a urinary tract infection, having common symptoms, but the bacteria is not being covered by the antibiotic and it just gets a little bit worse. And that's what we need to be careful about, is that we're having hospital admissions that are now turning into sepsis, and that's going to even cause more antibiotic coverage and then patient safety.
Okay, and so, you know, try to keep the area free of bacteria if you can. And now we understand foodborne E. coli is also a major cause. But also know that we read it once again in the New York Times article, cranberry juice is just not going to do the trick.
That is not the cure for UTIs. We want to make sure that people are hydrating themselves. Cranberry juice actually has a lot of sugar, which can actually increase the risk of having a urinary tract infection.
Okay. That's Dr. Jessica Shepherd. She focuses on women's health at Baylor Medical Center in Texas. Dr. Shepherd, thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.